You are now listening to Talk Loud Radio, sports, nerds, and pop culture.
What is going on, guys? All right, welcome to the Armchair Fantasy Show presented by Talk Loud Radio. I'm your host, of course, Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. You can follow the show at Talk Loud Podcast. And we are doing our first Facebook Live recording of the podcast tonight. So we are live on Facebook right now. If you're listening to this as a recording, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio. Find us at talkloudradio.com and streaming in the Going for Two app. All right, guys, we're talking DFS tonight. We're talking some NBA DFS. I got to remember to look over to Facebook over here. I'm used to looking at my computer screen. I got my Facebook up over here on the side. But tonight we got two guests coming on, returning guests. They've been on multiple times doing multiple things. We have Gerson of the DFS Roundtable. Everyone knows him as the DFS guru. He's been on a podcast multiple times, one of my first guests to ever be on the show. And we also have Tim Strobel of the DFS Roundtable as well. Been on multiple times talking DFS. He's also usually part of our NFL draft panel that comes on every year, and we do an actual live draft of the NFL each year. Gerson, how you doing tonight, man? Hello, Gerson, you there? Tim, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
All right, I know what happened to Gerson. We lost him. How you doing tonight, Tim?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm liking this NBA slate for tomorrow.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to even look at it yet. I've been trying to get this whole thing set up, and I've had some difficulty, so I'm just going to kind of go through it with you. And I know you're a DraftKings guy because you live in Texas, and I'll kind of pull up the slate on the FanDuel side and kind of wing it from there. Did we get Gerson back yet?
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Gerson.
I can hear you. I'm getting some feedback on the line, but I can hear you.
All right, good deal. Okay. Gerson, yeah, Gerson, how you doing tonight, man?
No, I said, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm just ready to do this. I was pretty excited. I thought I was going to miss it. I had some family stuff come up, but so glad I could make it because I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Good deal. Yeah, you benefited from my difficulties tonight with the podcast, getting things set up. So we were able to get you on the show after all. I was just talking that, you know, Tim's going to do DraftKings. You kind of play on both sites. I play mostly on FanDuel. I think between the three of us here, we can kind of break down this slate pretty good. Y'all ready to go ahead and jump into the slate?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Jumping into the point guard position, of course, starting off, we got Russell Westbrook, far and away the highest priced point guard on the slate at $11,600 on FanDuel. Then we got Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, a few of the top guys listed there. Gerson, are any of these top guys worth paying up for tonight?
I mean, I guess you can always pay up for Russell Westbrook. It's just the price. There's not a lot of value, and, you know, it just depends with how much value we have. I always say that with Russell Westbrook with his price.
Right.
But I like Westbrook right now. Probably the top guy I would probably pay up for because he's facing Dallas. Dallas is one of the weakest defenders. Well, when Mark Cuban's saying, hey, guys, please go suck, they're going to suck. So, you know. And I think Westbrook is, like, right now, I mean, all George is struggling really bad from the field. Carmelo Anthony, I don't know, I guess if during the winter he doesn't wear his hoodie, he just sucks, I don't know. But I like Russell Westbrook the most to pay up for.
All right, good deal. What about you over on DraftKings, Tim? Any of these top guys worth paying up for here?
Yeah, well, due to the position flex on DraftKings, you have the ability to play James Harden. And for me personally, I think if I'm paying up, I'm going for James Harden over Russell Westbrook. I think I watched Westbrook in his last game. I unfortunately played him in his last game. And he didn't look, he didn't look the same guy. So I don't know if he's still, a little hurt after Zaza landed on him or whatever, if he was just taking some time off needed a couple days. But yeah, I don't know if I'm paying up for Westbrook until I see him drop another one of those big games.
Right, right. I feel you on that. Cause yeah, you do have Harden as an option over here on DraftKings. I forgot the different format there. I agree. I think on DraftKings, I'd probably pay up for Harden if I'm going to pay up for anybody, only because the Dallas Mavericks are one of the slowest paced teams. Now, obviously, it's Westbrook. He can go off at any time. But if I'm taking between the two of them, I think the pace of that game with the Clippers is going to be a lot higher. And of course, James Harden and that offense, they just shoot threes. And I think Harden can put up a bigger, bigger point total than Westbrook can, on the slate. But again, Westbrook is Westbrook. He can go off at any time. So either of those two guys would be good. But if I'm going to pick one of the two, I'm going with Harden as well on DraftKings. All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead, Gersten. What are you going to say?
No, I agree. I think James Harden is a terrific player. It's just that, like Tim said, he's not a point guard on FanDuel. But yeah.
Right. Gotcha. All right. What about some of the mid-slate guys, Gersten? Any of these mid-slate guys? I'm sorry, mid-tier guys that you like? We got Eric Bledsoe in there. We got Elfrid Payton in his new home there in Phoenix. We got Schroeder. We got the very hot lately Tomas Satoransky from Washington, been playing really well. Any of these guys here you like in the mid tier?
I like Schroeder, the white, the German chocolate. I mean, he's awesome. I mean, I think in this game in Indiana with Atlanta, there's not going to be a lot of defense played. And Schroeder, I mean, right now he's basically the only player getting like a full slate a minute. And I think at 7,000 on FanDuel, he's a pretty good price for 5X. I mean, I like him. If you want to go a little bit lower, like probably like 1,000 less, Dennis Smith Jr. versus the Thunder. I mean, I can see that game. You know, he's a rookie. He's gonna get his minutes, so they're really, really gonna push him toward the end of the season to see what, like, you know. He's the future. I mean, I don't want to say the future of the Mavericks, but, Tim knows the Mavericks don't have a lot of players, so Dennis Smith Jr. is their best player right now.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
You know, it's actually funny you say that, because on DraftKings, Dennis Smith Jr. is the same price as J.J. Barea. And over the last couple games, J.J. Barea has been getting more run than Dennis Smith Jr. has. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating playing him over him, but I'm saying if you're looking at the price and they're both $5,800, that's telling you something about how their usage has been lately.
Yeah, actually, Barea on FanDuel is $500 more than DSJ is, and that's pretty surprising.
Yeah,
I
mean,
Barea just won't go away. I feel like he's one of those players
he seems to
always hang around. He's always seems to be in the mix there.
Honestly, as a Dallas guy, I think that Rick Carlisle is telling Dennis Smith Jr., man, look at JJ. He doesn't have the physical tools that you do, but look what he's able to do out on the court because of his basketball IQ. And so that's why he's given JJ all this run in DSJ's rookie year, because he really wants him to look at him and say, I want you to have your talent, but with JJ's, basketball IQ.
Exactly, exactly.
You know when I wish J.J. Barea would have just gone away?
When?
2011 NBA Finals. If you
could. Yeah! J.J., awesome. Go Mavs!
I hated that series.
For those of y'all who don't know, Gersten likes LeBron James. He's not a fan of the team LeBron plays for most of the time, but he's a fan of LeBron James, so he didn't like that series, obviously, when the Mavericks beat LeBron James's Heat back then. All right, let's go look over on DraftKings. Tim, you got any mid-tier guys you want to point out over here on DraftKings?
Yeah, again, due to position flex, there are two other guys I'm considering. Again, both of them can play either point guard or shooting guard, and then, of course, you can use them in the guard or utility position. A lot of times on DraftKings, just lineup construction in general, I tend to run either a bunch of centers, a bunch of big guys, or a bunch of point guards, depending on the slate. I don't remember the exact point breakdown, but I saw that on DraftKings, the way it works out, It's a lot of the points are scored point per dollar. It's point guards and then, you know, power forwards, centers, things like that. So I usually like the guys that have that position flex. I'll play like 4 point guards on a slate or something like that. So two other guys I'm considering along with Harden is Lou Williams, who's obviously on the other side there. Never saw a shot he didn't like at 7,900. And one of your guys, Jeff, Drew Holiday for the Pelicans. He's gotten so much more usage, you know, since Boogie's been out, him and Anthony Davis. And I think when you're going at San Antonio, I think I like his matchup against DeJounte Murray a little bit better than I like, you know, Davis's in turn, you know. So I like both of the matchups, but I think that I would be more likely to play him in my lineup at 7,800 than Davis at whatever he is, 11,700. So yeah, I like those three guys. I guarantee at least two of them will probably be in my final lineup.
Nice. Yeah, I think with Holiday, people see that San Antonio, you know, there, and they kind of get a little scared because, you know, they're used to being, you know, great defenses, which they are still a good defense this year, don't get me wrong. But, you know, Kawhi Leonard's not there, you know what I mean? So you don't have that lockdown defender necessarily to stick Holiday in those clutch moments. So I think there's that. And then I think I saw that Pau Gasol actually is going to miss this game, which could lead this to be a small ball type lineup for the Spurs. Which kind of plays, you know, hand in hand with Drew Holiday and that offense there, because they want to run. If the Spurs go small, it could be a track meet there, which will benefit Holiday for sure. That's a good price for him.
Yeah, and he's taken over 20 shots per game in his last three games, man. So he's shooting the rock. When you're on a run like that, you got to play him while his price is still cheap.
Definitely.
So relatively cheap, of course.
Definitely. All right, Gerson, you mentioned earlier that you look for value so you can try to fit guys like Westbrook in. Are we looking for value in point guard tonight, or are we going to look somewhere else? You got any point guards you'd like down here in the cheaps?
First I want to say that's a great play for Tim, Drew Holiday. I like that. For value, I think I'm going to play Mario Chalmers. I mean, it's just we got a lot of people. You got to realize at the end of the season, there's a lot of injury, there's a lot of resting, there's a lot of, you know, team. Right now, I'm telling you, this is going to be the ugliest slate of, like, basketball for the next 2 months because of the tanking. A lot of teams are tanking, but...
They don't call it tanking anymore. They call it the youth movement is what they call it now.
Yeah, it is. Developmental.
Yeah, developmental time,
yeah.
Is that
what they call it?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it now?
That's the PC version.
I did not know that. I gotta trust the process, I guess. Right, guys? But yep. I think Mario Chalmers at 3,500, if he can get like 25 minutes maybe tomorrow... I mean, he got 20 minutes the last game, got 16 points. But, I mean, that's if you want to go, like, extremely cheap, you know?
Yep.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's first Phoenix, high-paced game, and we know how much defense the Phoenix Suns don't love playing. So, I like Mario Chalmers, you know, probably going to be my value play at point guard.
All right, good deal. Over on DraftKings, who you got, Tim, as your value guys over here?
Yeah, I think that's a good play. I like your call on small ball for San Antonio. And for that reason, while his, you know, he's always cheap, but he'll get run in some of these games. I'm going to go with Patty Mills at 4,400. In the last game, he got 35 minutes. The last two games, he's averaged 34. You know, he's averaged, what is it, 30 points in the last couple games. So if I'm looking for a cheaper guy to throw in my lineup and, you know, hope that he's 6X, you know, 7X, something like that, I'm going for Patty Mills.
Nice. One thing I want to point out too, just to kind of talk, especially to Gerson, because you play FanDuel more often. Have you ever seen this happen before where they've got a guy that's, you know, a pretty top tier guy? Now, granted, he's out, you know, he's got the big O next to him, but they got John Wall currently out, but listed at 3,500. I've never seen them drop, you know, the big name guys down into minimum salary guys. They usually keep them in that $7,000-$8,000 range just for the off chance that they do come back. But I'm looking at the slate now and they got John Wall down here at 3,500. That's pretty crazy. I've never seen that before.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I think I've seen like players drop down to like mid price, but never minimum price. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if miraculously John Wall said, "Hey, I'm here, let's go," you know, then Cool. Yeah, you're gonna start him, but
guaranteed. He would be 100% out.
Exactly, he definitely would be.
It's like in baseball when Kiki Hernandez would like $220.
Yeah, $200.
Yeah, I remember that. Everyone played him that night.
What was it? That Raiders wide receiver in football season when he was like $0. I think he was free. But yeah, I don't think John Wall is gonna play the ball. Unless he does, then yeah, cool. I'm playing him.
I just thought it was cool. I was like looking, I was like, John Wall, all the way down here at the bottom. I was like, what the hell? I thought maybe it was like another John Wall in the NBA I didn't know about. And I was like, no, that's the same John Wall. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and move into shooting guard here. We'll start with Gerson again. We talked about James Harden already. We also got Victor Oladipo on here. Devin Booker in his last game just went bonkers, had like 62 FanDuel points. DeMar DeRozan, you know, he's scoring dependent, but he's always, you know, there. He could always go off at any time. Bradley Beal's been really good since John Wall's out. He'll be in that high-paced game with the Golden State Warriors. And then we mentioned Drew Holiday on DraftKings. He's also on FanDuel at 8,000 at the shooting guard position. Who are we paying up for tonight, Gerson? Anybody?
Well, like Tim said, you're going to pay up for Harden. But it's just, obviously, if I'm paying up for Westbrook, I'm not paying up for Harden, too, you know?
Right.
But At shooting guard, I think if there was someone else I'd pay up, or it's going to be Bradley Beal. I mean, Bradley Beal versus Golden State, high-paced game. I know he's 8,500, but I can see him getting 5X. I mean, it's just this game. I don't know why, but I always feel like when Golden State plays teams in the East that are like elite or like top four, they always get matched up pretty well. But I like Bradley Beal. I'd probably pay up for him. Other than him, I don't really see someone at the top, the high price, top tier. I mean, if there was someone else, I'd probably say Devin Booker. But to me right now, since this, like I say, I know I'm saying it a lot, but this tanking crap is going to be annoying. So there's a lot of players that I'm like, all right, do I really want to play him? Like, you know, Devin Booker at 8,700, that's a lot of money. But like, what if they all of a sudden say, you know what, we can't win this game, we got to sit him in the fourth quarter, you know?
Right, but, right.
Devin Booker would be the only guy, the other guy that I would pay up for.
All right. What about over on DraftKings, Tim? I know they got like the split there, but is anybody else you want to talk about over here on DraftKings?
Yeah, like I said, the three guys I named before are all, you know, eligible for both positions, so they're obviously in play as well. The two guys that weren't mentioned, or you guys mentioned, Booker and DeRozan. Tyreke Evans is already ruled out for this slate, so Devin Booker it's going to be an easier matchup. He also is eligible for a small forward on DraftKings, so you can play him there. So is DeMar DeRozan. I think both of those guys are great plays as well.
Yeah, I'm with all you. I don't have anybody else to call out there. Of course, you got Lou Williams, as you mentioned, you know, over on FanDuel. He's 7.7K. He's always a good play because he's going to shoot the ball a million times. It's sort of a mini revenge game for him because he did play in Houston, but at this point in his career, Who hasn't he played for? So every game's basically a revenge game, but he did play for Houston last year.
I have a general rule, though. If a player is ever cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings, you have to consider them. And Lou Williams is 7,900 on DraftKings. So
that's a good point.
I think that sounds like a lock, 77.
That's definitely a good point because it's you know, a smaller salary cap on DraftKings. Like, so, yeah, that's the one guy I think I would probably play out of the group that y'all hadn't mentioned yet. All right, let's move down into the mid-tiers now, Gerson. Anybody down here that you like? I know mid-tier and shooting guard doesn't look particularly appeasing tonight. We've got Klay Thompson down there is very, you know, scoring dependent. We've got Chris Middleton. He's very scoring dependent. Never know what you're going to get out of Kent Bazemore. He's down at 58. You know, he's getting kind of cheap. There's not a whole lot of options in the mid-tier. Yeah. Is there anybody at all you want to pay for here, Gerson?
It just depends what you call mid-tier because you just basically named Bazemore to, like, what's his name? Lou William, or, you know, that's like almost $2,000 difference.
Yeah, I was just kind of going down the line. There's really only four or five mid-tier guys, it looks like, and then you get down to Kent Bazemore, which is basically a value play at 5,800.
Okay. It's funny, the guys that you actually did mention, I like Bazemore versus Indiana. I mean, I like targeting Indiana. They are high paced. They allow a lot of points. I like Bazemore at 5,800. And then the other guy I'm looking for is Evan Fournier. Versus Toronto. They have a couple injuries on that team, so I can't remember if they're going to be out or if they're playing. Do you know if they are, Tim?
I was actually going to mention that Aaron Gordon is a game time decision. Terrence Ross is already ruled out. So I think that if Aaron Gordon is ruled out before lock, then I think Evan Fournier, Jonathan Simmons, and Vukovic, for that matter, I think all get pretty decent upgrades.
Yeah. So, I need to pull up my injuries. For some reason, I forgot about that. But, basically, sorry, it's just I'm all over the place today. But, I like Evan Fournier if they are out. I mean, we all know the Magic, they're just a mess right now. So, Fournier is, like, their best player. I mean, they don't have no Alfred Payton. They don't, no Aaron Gordon. Fournier is, like, their shooter. So,
yeah.
I like Bazemore and Fournier. Other than that, I don't think I'm really going anywhere else. Tim did mention Lou Williams, but he's a little bit pricier on FanDuel, and there's other areas I probably want to pay up for it rather than Lou Williams. I mean, he's 7,100, I think?
7,700.
Yep.
7,700.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so 7,700. So I don't think I'll be paying up for that. I don't see him getting 5 times value. I mean...
Come on. I'll put a bet on it.
Well, that's the thing, though. Tim. On DraftKings, it's a little different because you can
value over
there with the flexibility and everything. On FanDuel, it's a little bit harder for us because, we only have one center. You got to get it.
But I like your Fournier car, though. I agree. I think that's going to be a good mid-tier play.
Agreed. He's kind of overlooked, too, I believe, because, he hasn't been doing a whole lot recently. But, I think... Given the usage, I think he's definitely a good play for sure, especially at 5.9K on FanDuel. Is there anybody on the mid-tier over here, Tim, that's, that wasn't point guard eligible, that's a, SG, small forward that we didn't talk about already?
No, I think we hit the ones that I'm really considering. I think Austin Rivers' price has come up too much. I think Harrison's price has come up too much. I would still consider Andrew Harrison with all the injuries, but same thing with Berea. All those guys' price have come up too much. If I'm paying in that mid-tier, I'd rather have Fournier.
Sounds good. What about, I can't pronounce his first name, but Prince, Taurean Prince, and the interest there, I think his price has gotten too high as well.
Yeah, he's too inconsistent for me. I think he could be maybe a GPP option, but I wouldn't want him anywhere near my cash line.
Agreed.
I agree.
The Ilyasova buyout, I think, has given him some more minutes, and he had a good game last time, but you're right, he's very inconsistent. He's a rookie. He's not, he may not be... it's what you want to put in your cash lines for sure. All right, let's move down into these low end bottom feeders here, Gerson. I'm not seeing a whole lot that I like down here. Is there anything that you like down here in this sort of low tier in shooting guard?
I see one guy, but not a lot of people like to play him because he's very inconsistent. And for some reason, he always every single time I play him, he lets me down. But I don't know, Danny Green. For the San Antonio Spurs, he's pretty cheap. He's 4,400 on FanDuel. Versus New Orleans. I mean, no offense to your Pelicans, but they don't have the best defense in the league. But I love Anthony Davis. What he's doing right now is
ridiculous,
beyond amazing. Like it's like I don't know, man. Like it's just I haven't seen someone do this consistently. Like. And I don't know, Elijah Wan probably, Shaq dominance, but Davis is just, he's so special. And I hate that people, I don't know why they tend to push away how great of a player he is because of his injury prone. I never take that away from him. I think he's probably a top 5 player for me, but I like Danny Green. Sorry, I got off track a little bit. I just had to give Davis some love, but I like Danny Green. I mean, he got 22 points the last game, and he played 22 minutes. I mean, this game with no Gasol, I can see him getting a little bit more run. I mean, because either they run the small ball, like Tim says, and Danny Green probably their best defensive player right now, I'd say.
Agreed.
I mean, Kawhi. So, yeah.
Yep, I would agree with that. I think going back to Anthony Davis, too, I think something that gets overlooked is when you watch Anthony Davis play, you don't realize just how, you know, what he's doing. Like, it's so sort of under the radar. Like, you just look up and like, oh my God, he's got 28 points. Like, he hasn't, you know, he's not like flying through the air and, you know, James Harden it and shooting threes. And he's just, you know, consistently, you know, hitting his shots, doing his, you know, just grinding. And you look up and you go, man, he's, you know, he's got 28 points in the first half. It's crazy. I think I heard a, I heard a story, Drew Holiday. They're interviewing Drew Holiday. And I guess the last game with the Phoenix Suns, Davis actually had their three top big men fouled out of that game. And they had, I believe, Josh Jackson trying to defend him. And Drew Holiday was talking to Josh Jackson, and he was kind of like, yeah, he's got 50 points. And Josh Jackson was like, he has 50 points? And this is a guy who's in the game watching Anthony Davis, didn't even know that he had 50 points. So it's kind of crazy to see that.
Dude, it's hard. That's what I was like, I think it was yesterday, right? He had that big game.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, I just told myself, I'm like, this is special. This is art. This is like when Kobe was dropping 40 points for like a month straight. Anthony Davis is putting up these ridiculous numbers and nobody's like really appreciating it, I guess you can say. You know, but I think what he's doing, and then I also like what Joker is doing, but Davis actually is doing more, you know? But
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep, definitely. All right, what about over on DraftKings? You got a little bit sidetracked there. Anybody that you like down here in the sort of the doldrums of DraftKings over here? Any punts you like over here, Tim?
Yeah, he kind of hit on it. Danny Green, I think, is a good play at 4,800. A guy that it's right kind of on the line is Jonathan Simmons. Again, if Aaron Gordon is out, makes a pretty good play at 5K. And then one guy that I'd like to play just because of the minutes he gets is Wes Matthews from my Maverick. He's 4,600 and he's averaging 30 minutes a game. So on a pure minutes play, I think he's also in play. And then the last guy here that is probably my favorite of the group is Tyrone Wallace for the Clippers. Again, nice. He's getting pretty good run right now, about 27 minutes a game. He's 4,700 and he gets a, you know, up pace game against Houston Rockets. So I think of that group, he'd probably be the one that I would probably pick.
Agreed. I think it would be a sort of pending tonight's game because we are recording this, of course. You know, the game is actually just starting, so I would like to see what he does tonight because he's had two games now where he's been pretty good. So if he can make it three straight, then yeah, I definitely want to play him again tonight for sure.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that at the top of the pod, but there's three teams that are playing tonight that also play tomorrow. The Milwaukee Bucks, which are at home tonight, go on the road at Detroit. The Clippers are on the road at Denver tonight. They go home tomorrow and get the Rockets. Then Washington, the Wizards tonight are on the road at Milwaukee tomorrow. They're home against Golden State.
Good call. All right, let's move on to the small forward here. Off the top there, we just kind of talked about him. We've got the Greek Freak. I'm not going to say his name, but we know who we're talking about. 11,000. Last I checked, he had 60 FanDuel points tonight, so I don't know how he ended up with, but definitely had a good night, but is on a second half of a back-to-back. We've got Kevin Durant going to his hometown. He's from Washington, D.C. area where I live, so he's coming here to Washington. Tends to play well out here in Washington, so he's probably a good play there, but we got the aforementioned Paul George that you talked about earlier, Gerson, and then we kind of drop off into like the Otto Porters and the T.J. Warrens of the world. Of those like three top tier guys, is there one you like more than the other?
I mean, I always say Giannis is probably one of the best, you know, he actually is probably the best all around player at shooting forward other than LeBron James. But I mean, 11,000, that's pretty steep for me. I'm not going to be paying up for that. I'd rather pay up for Durant. Like you said, he's at home at 9,800. Durant, I think right now the Warriors are going to turn it on. And a lot of people they've been criticizing them that they kind of fell off the wagon, that they're kind of, you know, tired or they're bored or whatnot. No, they're not. They're going to turn it on right now. But at 9,800, I can see him going for 5X, you know. Paul George, I don't know, man. Like, with Paul George, he has those games and then he has those games where you're just like, hello, are you alive? But at 8,700, I'd just rather pay for Kevin Durant. I mean, I'm not going to pay up for Giannis, though. I know it's against Detroit, and I haven't exactly kept up with the pace of Detroit since they got Blake Griffin, but I would assume it's a little bit faster. But
it's a little bit faster, but still not fast by any means. And the Bucks don't play fast either, so it'll probably be a slow-paced game.
Yeah. So Kevin Durant out of those three is the one that I pay up for.
All right. All right. Over on DraftKings here, we got basically the same two guys with Giannis and Kevin Durant. They slide Devin Booker there in the middle as a shooting guard slash small forward, and then you got Paul George. Who do you like as in the top tier over here, Tim, or do you like not like any of these guys?
Yeah, I probably won't be paying up for them. If I am going to pay up for somebody, it's Kevin Durant. But there's just so many good plays on the top end on this slate that I don't know if I will. Durant's probably my favorite play on the top end here by far, though, if I'm not going to pay for Booker or DeRozan due to the position flex.
Gotcha. All right, I think y'all pretty much touched everything I wanted to talk about on those guys. Let's move down to the mid-tiers. We got Porter, TJ Warren, and then we kind of fall off a cliff. We got Harrison Barnes and Kyle Anderson, which you get kind of in that sort of lower tier. Basically, it's Porter and Warren, and then if Gallinari plays, he listed it out right now. He didn't play tonight. I don't know if he'll play tomorrow or not. Basically, of those three guys that are in the mid-tier, Gerson, do you like any of those three guys, Porter, Warren, or Gallinari?
Not really. I'm not really going to pay for any of those guys. If anything, my second option. Actually, I think like where I'm going to be savings, like if that Aaron Gordon news breaks out, I think Mario Hezonja.
Yeah.
He's 4,800. He'll probably get a lot of minutes. And we've seen what Mario can do with a lot of minutes. This guy, I know he had it up and down, but I think tomorrow versus Toronto, he can have a good game. And then the other guy I was looking at for, like I said, you mentioned Warren, Gallinari, and who else?
And Otto Porter.
Porter.
Oh, Porter? Yeah. I mean, 7,200 for Porter, do you feel comfortable paying up for that? I mean, I don't. I mean, Porter has big game, but then when you're going to be guarding Durant, you're not, I don't see you doing very good, Bertram. I mean,
yeah, agreed.
Durant, the Golden State Warriors overall. TJ Warren, 7,100, a little bit higher than we want to pay for him. And I think they're trying to get, what's his name, Josh Jackson more minutes, too.
Yeah,
not that he's going to take away a ton of minutes from Warren, but he will take away minutes. And, Gallinari is just one of those players I don't like to play. I know some people will probably play him, though, because of that high-paced game, Houston versus Clippers. But he's not my flavor, man. I'll pass on the Kyle.
Agreed. I think with Otto Porter, like I said, I live in Washington, D.C. area. He tends to struggle against the Warriors, whether it's either home or away. It's probably because he does have to, one, defend Durant on one end of the floor, and then, of course, he has Durant defending him on the other end of the floor. And Durant is actually in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year this year, which is kind of crazy to think about. They got this great offensive player that he is, just to be talked about in that sort of that realm of being, you know, DOP of the year. So that's pretty big stuff right there.
Yep.
All right.
I like it. I like Durant as Defensive Player of the Year, man. I think he's doing phenomenal this year on defense.
Agreed. Speaking of just off subject here, I heard something the other day on one of the games I was watching. I just thought I want to point it out. It'd be kind of cool. Assuming, I think Harden right now is the front runner for MVP. If he were to win the MVP this year, he's only the second player ever to win a six-man and an MVP as a player. The other guy was Bill Walton, actually. So that's kind of crazy to think about, too, because he was a six-man of the year. He was with Oklahoma. So, yeah, kind of cool stat there.
I would send a picture to was Rob Pelinka the general manager at that time for the OKC?
For OKC, yeah.
That traded him away. I'd be like, hey, remember when I was your sixth man? Well, now I'm the MVP.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I think Durant, Westbrook, and Harden should all get a picture holding up their MVP trophies after Harden gets his. Just be kind of like, you know, they all came from the same place at the same time. Could you imagine if they actually stayed together somehow? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, back to DFS here, guys. All right, so let's go over to DraftKings. Again, the mid-tier here is not very big. A lot of the guys that are in here we've already talked about. Is there anybody that
I agree with Garrison on this one, that you're either paying up for Durant or you're going to pay for one of those value guys, one of the Orlando guys or somebody like you said, Bazemore's not a bad play. Yeah, somebody like that, Josh Jackson, you know, somebody cheaper. Right. One guy I actually really like is J. Michael Green for Memphis. With all the guys out for them, I would definitely consider him at 5,400. You know, guys like that. There's a lot of guys in that mid 5K range that I think will make really good plays tomorrow at small forward.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I do have one thing. Hold on, Gerson. I got one thing real quick I wanted to point out because, you know, we are on Facebook Live and we got questions rolling in. I have Daniel Gonzalez asking you for your sick call. Who's your sick call tonight?
Yeah, sick call.
Wow, people really love those sick calls. let me think. I think that's just going to be Mario Chalmers, man. I think he has the highest to get, like, 6X. You know, if we're not looking at him, I think the other – yeah, I think that's my sick call. I don't really have confidence on anybody else. I mean, it's just those injuries, man. Like I'm telling you guys, like Tim said, Aaron Gordon injury can be pretty big. But yep. I think Mario Chalmers is my safest play for 6X at 3,500 on FanDuel. Right. Another guy that I'm looking at, and I don't know what the news injuries is on this. Like I said, on the news injuries, I'm a little behind. But in the last game, and I watched the game because I'm a Jazz fan, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, and Clint Capela didn't play. So if that happens again, what's his name? Mike D'Antoni has been playing Joe Johnson, and he's minimum price too. But I don't know if I'm going to roll out Joe Johnson just yet. But if they announce that Joe Johnson's starting, or, you know, because he's doing pretty good. Like in the last game, he looked pretty comfortable with the offense. And when you have two ball handlers, like, well, you know, like Harden and Chris Paul, you don't really need to do much to get the ball. But my sick call is Chalmers.
I just want to quickly explain the sick call to the people that don't know what that is. We did a podcast during football season. It was before the Saints were a good defense. So early in the season, they were still sort of a bad defense. And Gerson was sick on the podcast. He had the flu or something. He was struggling through it. And at the end of the podcast, we were doing defenses, and he threw out the New Orleans Saints. And I kind of laughed at him like, dude, you're just sick, man. You're just sick. You can't make calls when you're sick. And, of course, the Saints go out, and they're the number one defense that week. So it's kind of stuck that each week he makes a sick call of the week that we, you know, we kind of make fun of. But it actually ends up working out pretty good most of the time. Gerson knows his stuff. So good stuff there for sure.
24 points.
Yeah, exactly. He even remembers the number. Yeah, and I razzed him for that too, man. I know I gave you a hard time. And then all day long, I'm like, please, Saints, don't do good. Don't do good. And of course, they go out and they beast. And I'm like, I should have played the Saints. And I forgot who I played too. I played someone like that was a good defense that day, that like the Vikings or somebody, and they did terrible. I remember like, damn, I should have played the Saints. All right. You sorry.
Know, it's funny.
Go ahead.
It's crazy. It's crazy. People ask me these sick calls, and sometimes they get mad when they don't. Hey, I'm like, hey, don't come at me, bro. I just told you it's a sick call, man. It could work. It can't work, you know?
Right.
But when it works, I bet you're going to be really happy when they're like 1% owned.
Right, exactly. And I think the Saints
were. I don't think Chalmers
would
be 1% owned, though.
Right. No, I agree. All right, we got a little sidetracked there. Let's go ahead and jump down into the power forwards now. We'll start again on FanDuel. Of course, we have the aforementioned Anthony Davis, who's now gone up in price. He's now 12,500. And then, of course, we fall off a cliff after that. We got LaMarcus Aldridge at 87. Tobias Harris, who's been playing really good of late in that Clippers team there. I'm not sure what he's doing tonight because we're still recording. It's only 11:15, so that game's still going on. Any of these top guys you like here, Gerson?
Okay, I for some reason skipped out that Anthony Davis was on the slate. So everybody takes my remark about Westbrook being a top play. I'm switching it to Anthony Davis. So I'm just the brow, man. Like, dude, this guy, I'm telling you, this is something special that everybody's watching right now. I mean, besides that one game versus, who was it? He only had like 16 minutes or something like that. But, oh no, that was the All-Star game. Never mind. But anything else, like, he's putting 96, 53, 96, 81, 58, 91. Holy crap, dude. How do you not play him? I mean, he's 12,500. I guarantee you he'll be the highest owned player tomorrow with no Gasol. And I don't think Aldridge has that great of a defense. He is a big body, but Davis is going to get his. And
yeah,
pretty much,
I want to just chime in real quick. Something I want to say. I think I've been playing NBA DFS for probably close to 3 years now. Before this year, I want to say I probably saw 3 or maybe 4 90-point games, FanDuel points. Anthony Davis has 3 90-plus point games over his last 8 games. It's ridiculous what this guy's doing right now. I mean, he's got a 91.4 against Brooklyn. He's got a 96.4 against Miami and a 96.1 against Phoenix over his last 8 games. It's just ridiculous. You can't fade this guy. If you at 12.5, I don't understand how he's 12.5. And, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. He should be $1,400.
Oh, man. I can't believe everybody. And I hate it because I know the Twitter world's going to go crazy if he gets hurt in the first quarter and everybody's going on him. And then next thing we know that we're all bad people and we jinxed him and we ruined his career.
Yeah, I think there's a Twitter account, and the Twitter account literally is Anthony Davis hurt?
Yes, it is.
Hilarious. But yeah, he's just too good. All right, we got off a track once again on Anthony Davis. Anybody else you like? LaMarcus Aldridge, Tobias Harris, anybody else you like here?
Me or Tim?
You, Gerson.
Okay. Wade Griffin hasn't been doing very well lately, so I'm not going to be touching him very much. But other than that, at mid-share, I like Draymond Green in this game. Draymond at 7,600, I think he can go for 5X on this slate. I mean, I'm telling you, the Warriors are turning it on right now. And right now, there's not a lot of talk with Draymond being Defensive Player of the Year. So you know he's taking that personal. So I think in this game at 7,600, he's a pretty good play at mid-price. I'd rather go with him rather than Blake Griffin or Aldridge.
All right, agreed. All right, Tim, let's go over to you now. Look at some of these top-tier guys. It's harder to pay up for some top-tier guys on DraftKings, but we got Anthony Davis, the Greek Freak, you know, Kevin Durant still eligible here at power forward. Any of those three guys that you want to pay up for? Like, I mean, Anthony Davis, if you pay for him on DraftKings, you're going to be pretty much handicapped with your lineup, but is he worth paying for?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just gave his stats on what he's done over his last 8 games. It's incredible. So he's always, I mean, that's, in my opinion, that is the first decision you have to make on this slate, right? Am I going to play Anthony Davis or am I going to fade him and risk what happens? So if you have to consider him probably as the first player in your lineup. After that, you have a number of good decisions. Like you said, Tobias Harris, pending tonight, has been playing really well. I love Gerson's call on Draymond Green. I think there's a couple of good guys in there, but I'm either probably again at the power forward position. I'm either going to be paying all the way up or I'm going to be paying somebody in the value range.
Agreed. All right. So you mentioned a few of those value guys. Tobias Harris is a good one. Draymond Green in Washington is another good one. Let's go ahead and just stick on DraftKings here. Is there anybody down here at the bottom that you want to, you know, talk about some of these cheap guys?
Yeah, one other guy we haven't touched on yet that I really like just because of the increase in minutes he's gotten lately is Serge Ibaka. He's still under 6K, and he's been averaging about 6X over his last couple games. Joval had a good run there for a while, but lately it's all been about Serge. So if I'm looking for a guy kind of in that middle range under 6K, I like Serge Ibaka. And then, like I said, way down at the bottom, I said I liked J. Michael Green and Gerson's call on Mario Hezonja.
Definitely. And like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, too, Pau Gasol is not expected to play. He's questionable right now, but I'm reading that he's probably not going to play. That kind of bumps the value a little bit of Aldridge if you want a sort of alternative to Anthony Davis. I can't imagine you'd be able to afford both of those guys, but Aldridge, you know, gets a ton of usage. He's against my Pels, who don't play very good defense, so I could see him definitely having a big game sort of as an alternative to Anthony Davis if you wanted to do that. All right, over on FanDuel, Gerson, is there any cheap guys you want to talk about before we move on to center?
I like the Michael Green at 5,300. He's a little bit cheaper than, 7,100. But other than that, I mean, it just depends what kind of lineup the Spurs roll, because sometimes that Burton guy, I think his name is, or Bertan, whatever his name is.
Right.
Bertan. Damn, I said all the names for that one. Wow. Bertan. Okay. If he starts, I mean, he can get some minutes, and he usually does pretty well. I like playing him because he's very underrated, and not a lot of people are on him. And if he starts at 4,100, I mean, pretty good price. But like we said, we already mentioned a lot of values. I think we're all going to go in different ways and just stick with Anthony Davis and probably a mid-tier play on FanDuel. Yep. But
agreed. Yeah. Agreed. All right. Let's move to the center position now. We've got at the top, we got Andre Drummond. We got DeAndre Jordan, who is currently playing right now. We have Dwight Howard, which is listed as GTD. I think he got a little bit shooken up tonight. I think he actually ended up finishing the game, had 45 FanDuel points, but I think maybe they list him as GTD just in case he, you know, flares up tonight and doesn't play tomorrow. We got the aforementioned Vucevic, who could be a good play if all those Magic players are out. You mentioned Clint Capella may be out tomorrow as well. Steven Adams is kind of a he's a man. I mean, he's definitely a beast down low. I think with Dallas not having a true center, he could be a good play as well. We're going to kind of lump these all together, top tier to mid tier. Gerson, who do you like on FanDuel?
My top tier player is going to be Marc Gasol. He's probably going to be my number one center player, actually. I just like his value, his price, and it all match up pretty well with the kind of team I want to build. So Marc Gasol at 7,200, my top play. I can see him going for 5x, maybe 5.5 if I'm that confident in him. It's Phoenix. They're just, and this is the funny thing. These two teams, they're both tanking. So I'm kind of curious how they're going to do this. So Gasol is not going to be stopped by Alex Lynn or anybody there.
Josh yeah. Jackson.
But
okay. All right. Anybody else you want to talk about besides Gasol?
Yeah. At the mid-share price, I'm probably going to play Moisey Gortat. I think he's a pretty good play against Golden State. And then, like, after that, he kind of gets thin and dry. So, and like I said, Clint Capella didn't play. So I don't really see myself paying down for like a Tariq Black, or I don't even know if he's a center. I don't know who they play, but if that's
Nene,
yeah, freak, I forget. Oh, God damn it, I hate that guy. Oh man, but yeah, I like Nene if he starts, I guess, but I probably won't play him. But
right,
yeah.
I got a question on Nene, and maybe y'all know the answers to this. Did he legally change his name to just Nene? Because it used to be Nene Hilario was his last name. But now you look at it, it's Nene. Everywhere you look, it's just Nene. Did he just legally change his name to Nene? He has no last name now?
It says Hilario on DraftKings, so I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's Hilario. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, guys. No, he's, since he's like, I think he's Brazilian, right?
You got me on that one.
Yeah, I think he's Brazilian, so like they have like these names, Nene.
Yeah,
but I remember when he used to be so good, dude. Like on Denver, he was actually an exciting player. And now, just like watching him, like I watched him versus my dad the other day, and I watched him with my family, and my dad goes, "That guy still plays?" I'm like, "Yeah, sadly."
Yeah, yep. Maybe he dropped his last name, but people think he was a new player. They didn't realize he was the same guy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over on DraftKings here. We'll just do kind of lump the mid tier. Actually, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong category here. I forgot to switch over to center on. That's right. You don't have. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Right there it is. All right. So Anthony Davis, we mentioned he's listed as center eligible over here. We got Andre Drummond, the aforementioned Marc Gasol, Aldridge is center eligible is here as well. Vucevic, yep. We're going to kind of do a mid tier and top tier. Who do you like in this side, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, every dollar, you know, is critical on this slate. I think Marc Gasol is going to be my favorite play going into the day, just like Gerson said. But if Clint Capella is ruled out, I do think that DeAndre Jordan may end up making his way into the lineup just for that $800 savings. Another guy that I really like in that kind of middle tier is Steven Adams. Dallas just cannot rebound. They cannot play inside at all. I think Miles Turner in his last game dropped 50 DraftKings yep. points on the Mavericks. So Steven Adams would be the guy if I was going to pay kind of in that 6,000 range. I like Jordan in the 7,000 range. And then obviously Davis and Gasol.
Yep, I agree with you on Adams. I love playing Adams, and I love watching him play too. He's very old school. They don't run plays for him. I mean, he's a beast down there. Like, you got some guy that's like soft that he's going to just abuse that guy down low. He's a monster down low. I love watching him play.
Yeah, I always feel like he killed Dallas too.
Yeah, and Dallas has kind of not had a true center for a while there, so rebounding's been their problem. Yep. Even when they had, you know, Nowitzki, he wasn't a great rebounder either. So Adams is just gonna own them down there. He'll have a double double for sure.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you watch more old school basketball than I did, of course.
Why you gotta say that, man? Why you gotta say that? Trying to age me here.
You're just more manlier, I guess. Steven Adams, does he remind you of the way he plays, like Lambeer at all?
Lambeer is a little bit before my time. I kind of caught him at the end of his career when he had bad knees. But just from seeing highlights of that time frame and seeing what he, you know, was capable of, he is very Lambeer-ish. I think he's way more, he's a way better athlete than Lambeer ever was. But I think in general, all NBA players right now are better athletes. So it's kind of hard to say that. But Lambeer, I think, he was kind of those guys that was just very scrappy. Didn't run plays for him. He was going to grab every rebound that he possibly could. He was going to give you the hard foul. If you came down the lane, he was going to knock you on your ass. Adams has that sort of old school mentality in the sort of a new school NBA, and I kind of like watching it that way.
Yep, I totally agree.
I love Adam. He's awesome. Hey, Tim, I want to give you a good call on DeAndre Jordan. I totally overlooked him, and if Houston doesn't have anybody down there, he's going to get like 18-20 for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, the only thing I worry about with that, and maybe y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but if Houston goes small ball, is Jordan going to get any minutes at all? I mean, can he really run the floor with those guys if they play small ball? Like, who's going to play center? Ryan Anderson?
Yeah.
Well, I watched this the other night. So, because what's his name? Rudy Gobert is on the Jazz, and I think Rudy and DeAndre are kind of similar players, in my opinion. But what they did with the Houston Rockets, they went small. And, of course, I don't know. I like to think that Quinn Snyder is a very small coach, a smart coach, I mean. He did take out Rudy. So I would assume that the Clippers would probably take out DeAndre Jordan because they started Joe Johnson at the center when he was like in like the third quarter.
Right, I saw that.
Joe Johnson, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Chris Paul, and what's his name? Nene? No. Yeah, I think Nene or that Tariq Black guy was playing power forward.
Right, right.
So, you know, you really got to look out for those news. I mean, tomorrow's going to be one of those days where we're going to wait till like probably the last 30 minutes again.
Agreed.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And speaking of Joe Johnson, I know you mentioned him earlier in the podcast that you probably wouldn't play him, or maybe you would if you're taking a GPP chance, but I watched a game recently when they were using him. They were feeding him the ball. Now, unfortunately, he wasn't hitting his shots, but they were giving him the ball quite a bit, especially down on the block. So I think if they give him that kind of usage at his price point, he could be an interesting play as well, especially if Capella and all those guys are out. He can be an interesting play. Yep.
I mean, Rockets, I don't know. Maybe I can get you guys' opinion. I think the Rockets are the best team in the league. That's my opinion. I mean, I know the Warriors still are pretty good, but if I'm correct, probably Tim knows this probably more than I do, but the Rockets already took the series on the Warriors. Is that right?
Yeah, they're up right now.
Yeah, so, and this team is really good. I couldn't believe it the other night, or yes, last night when I was watching it. I'm like, it is ridiculous. They don't even have three of their players. And their defense is still pretty great.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I don't think the Rockets are getting enough love nationwide. I mean, people who really know basketball know how good they are, but entirely too many people in the national media, I think, are just ready to say, you know, who's going to play the Warriors in the finals.
Exactly.
And I think the Rockets are the first team in a while that have kind of been like, hold on now, we're going to give them a run for their money. So I'm really looking forward to what we assume to be the Western Conference Finals.
Agreed. I think hopefully they can stay healthy. That would be the one caveat. I know Chris Paul's dealt with injuries.
Yep.
Capella's had a few injuries here and there, which, speaking of Capella, I think I've used this stat a couple of times, Gersten, but you told me on a podcast recently, I think it was a podcast, that, you know, when Capella, Chris Paul, and Harden are all on the floor at the same time, at that time they were 25-1. as a tandem.
Yeah.
They took that a step further in one of the games and actually went through and broke down each individual player. So when the Rockets are without James Harden, I think they were a 500 ball club. When they were out without Chris Paul, they were still a winning ball club. When they were out without Clint Capella, they actually had a losing record. So it just kind of shows you how important he is to that team. He's probably, you know, more important as far as
most improved player in the league.
Definitely,
hands down. I think Capella. I think I was looking at, because one of my friends was arguing with me, and we all have that one friend that thinks this player is amazing. He honestly thinks that Kyrie Irving is a top five player, and I keep on telling him, dude, you realize how many great players there is in the NBA?
Top five, I don't think so.
It was weird because estimated win difference or whatever estimated win arrival, Capella was ranked like number six on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it's Capella? Crazy. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think he has to be the most improved, and he's going to get a massive contract, and it's going to suck for Houston. I mean, unless they do what, I don't know, what the OKC did a couple years back, you know? I mean, they got to pay up for someone, and it just depends what way they want to go. Because if they want LeBron, which is a possibility, the rumor, I don't know if they can pay Capella all that money, but it just depends the way the Rockets go.
You know what's so funny is I remember when Capella first came into the league, the Rockets did not want to put him in because teams would intentionally foul him because he was such a horrible free throw shooter that, you know, he would just brick him and teams would foul him over and over again. His free throw percentage was like 30%, 40%, something like that. So it just to see from where he started to where he is now. I mean, I know year to year is one thing, but just from the start of his career to now, it's just, I never thought that I'd see this player when I remember watching that player.
Exactly. We have a question again from Daniel Gonzalez. He wants to know who y'all have winning it all this year, the finals. He says he's on Houston. Gerson, are you on Houston as well, winning the whole thing?
Yeah, I got the Rock. And a lot of people are going to say that I'm a hater because I'm a LeBron fan or because I just hate Draymond. I hate Draymond Green with a passion, man. There's one player I can't stand in the NBA. It's Draymond Green. I would kick him in the nuts if I saw him. But,
well, careful. No, he's a professional nut kicker. You might lose that battle.
That is true, huh? We might have I'll wear a cup. He won't know it. But, I got the Houston Rockets winning the whole NBA Finals. I mean, people don't see how historic this team is. It is the greatest offense in the NBA in efficiency and a top five defense right now. So I think they match up a lot better with the Warriors than anybody else. And people don't realize, but this team is deep, like
they are.
Really deep.
They definitely are. Tim, who you got? Are you still sticking with the Warriors, or you got the Rockets? You got someone from the East?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Warriors. I think the Rockets can do it, but I want to see them do it. And like you said, I want to see them stay healthy all the way through. So until somebody comes and takes it for the Warriors, I'm going to pick them again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give the slight edge.
You are the Pelicans.
I wish I could make that call. Yeah, sick call of the week. I'm taking my Pels to win the whole thing.
go to Vegas. Go to Vegas for $1,500. It's like 1,500 odd or something.
Yeah. Well, it's funny thing you mentioned about odds. I mean, this is kind of off track, but when the playoffs first started, you know, I play on Bovada as well. I looked at the four teams that had the worst chances of winning the Super Bowl. It was Atlanta Falcons, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tennessee Titans, and the Buffalo Bills. I put $5 just as a joke. I put $5 on the Eagles just to say I did it. And of course, I ended up winning like $100. So I was like, damn it. If I would have played more than that, I could have been rolling in some money right now. I was so pissed at myself. But yeah, it ended up being pretty good. All right. Well, anyways.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Sorry, I was going to go ahead and say I'm giving the slight advantage to the Rockets, and I'll tell you why. The Warriors cannot get over this turnover problem. They're one of the worst teams turning the ball over, especially in clutch moments. They I don't know what it is. They just can't get over this problem with turnovers. And if you turn the ball over against the Houston Rockets and they're hitting their threes, forget about it. I mean, they're a better shooter than the team than the They're not. I mean, they shoot more threes than they do twos. It's gonna be the first time in history that this is gonna happen, that they're gonna shoot more 3-point shots than they do 2-point shots. And if you're turning the ball over against the Warriors in a playoff series, it's going to be trouble for them. So definitely think the Rockets have a chance this year. I think it's a slight edge. I think it'll go seven games. It'll come down to the last game. It'll be tight. But I think I'd love to see the Rockets do it. I've been, you know, kind of calling for the MVP trophy for a while for Harden. I felt he should have gotten it last year, honestly, even with Westbrook getting the triple-double thing. I think he was like an assist and a half off of that same pace that, you know, Westbrook had, and Harden's team was much better. Yeah, so I think
The year Curry won it, Harden could have won it too. So he's had it coming for a while.
Agreed.
He better win it. He deserves it. I mean, this is the second time he come in second place in MVP voting. I think this time he's gonna take it. I don't see anybody else. I mean, people are going to argue that LeBron had a run for a minute, but I really wouldn't consider LeBron. I wouldn't consider anybody else. I mean, who else is going to touch him?
Agreed. I think if the Pelicans were a top three team, you can put Davis in there. But being that the fact that they're sort of just on the cusp of making the playoffs, I don't think he gets in that conversation. But I think he could be if they were a top three team.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I know we had some difficulties early on, but we finally got the podcast off. I think we, you know, had a good show. You know, once again, I wanted to thank y'all for coming on. Y'all are always willing to do this, and I appreciate it. We're hoping to keep this going every Tuesday night. I'm going to have a show. We're going to be live on Facebook. I think we got a whole four views tonight on Facebook Live. So we'll kind of grow the legend a little bit. Hopefully, we have more than four next week. But yeah, thanks again, guys, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And sorry it's so late. It's more late for me than just for y'all, because y'all are on mountain time over there. But thanks for coming on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great show.
Have a good night.
You too.
Peace.